Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Director Chris Hansen and KCII General Manager Joe Nichols, speaking about It's a Wonderful Life, which will be performed live on KCII Saturday, beginning at 6 o'clock. This is part two of a two-part interview.
How many people are in the cast?
We have over 25 people in the cast, which a lot of radio plays, especially back in the olden days when they did it, typically it was only four or five, depending on how many characters were in the show. This show could actually be done with five characters as long as everybody is a really great voice character actor and can change the sound of their voices. But, you know, I felt like it was really important to get as many people involved as we can. Some people only have three or four lines in this play, but it gives them a chance to maybe do something they've never done before. And there's actually a few people in the cast who've never been really involved with a play before. So this kind of gives them an opportunity to do something and not be out there on a stage in front of everybody their first go around. While this will be live, they will have a script in front of them and they don't have to memorize, they don't have to learn blocking and all the other stuff that goes along with the traditional play. So other than to get to their microphone, not knock anybody over, and don't rustle their papers in the microphone.
And wait for the sound effects.
Give
me a chance.
Yes.
All about timing.
Timing is so important in this one, yes.
Will they be in costume?
They will. Thank you to Lisa Hughes from the Community Theater. Lisa's putting together costumes that are going to be period for the younger kids. The early part of this show actually occurs in 1919, so they'll be kind of in earlier period clothing, and then the main characters will be in clothing from around the 1940s, which is when the play was supposed to have occurred.
And if people aren't familiar with the story, can you give us a little synopsis?
Oh, sure. Wow. If there are people out there who haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life, it's about a guy who's from a town in New York State. He's always wanted, since he was a little kid, to get out of the town. He wanted to go travel the world. He wants to build skyscrapers. He's a dreamer. And circumstances just haven't allowed him to do that. As life has progressed, things have happened that haven't allowed him to make his great escape. And so he kind of falls into a situation where he's stuck in his town. And over time, it really eats on him. He gets married and he has kids, and he's trying to keep the family business from going under, and circumstances arise that it's looking pretty dire, and he starts contemplating actually taking his own life because he's kind of at a loss. And an angel steps in, Clarence, who shows him what life would have been like if he had never existed. So it's really a great, uplifting story. It's a lot of fun. This play will last about an hour. The original movie lasted over 2 hours, so it's a shortened version, but you basically get the same storyline. You know, for people who've seen the movie many, many times, and I know there's folks out there who watch it 2, 3, 4 times a year before Christmas, you know, you're gonna see a few things or hear a few things that are a little bit different. Some of the lines are a little bit different, but just out of the sake of trying to condense the show down into an hour, the writer had to shorten some things, and you'll skip over a lot of scenes that, you know, might have been quite a bit longer in the movie, but you get the idea of what's going on.
Can you remind us when and where people can see it if they actually
Absolutely.
Want to see it?
If you'd like to watch, the square will be closed on the 26th for the parade, beginning, I believe, at 5 o'clock. So we're going to be in the front windows of the library on the main floor. We're going to block off the sidewalk, so you can't sit on the sidewalk unless you want to put down a blanket or something, so we don't want people to be blocking the view. But if you want to bring lawn chairs, blankets, you'll be able to sit out in the street and watch through the windows of the library, or stand if you prefer. So it'll begin at 6 o'clock. It'll go right at about an hour. And 6 o'clock, November 26th on the square. Be there or be square.
And Joe, if people are out of town and they want to hear the play, how can they do that with KCII?
Well, that's one of the wonderful things about doing it live. You can tune in if you're sitting right out in front and listen. So you can watch us and listen on the radio. Or just go to kciiradio.com and open up our stream, because we're going to have it streaming on through the web or either one of our apps, the KCII apps. So whether it's on your computer or a smartphone or a tablet, you can listen.
And you can listen from anywhere.
Anywhere, yes. I've told my parents down in, when my dad in Florida, you got to tune in. This is going to be great.
I got a message on Facebook the other day from somebody asking who was out of state whether they could listen to it or not. And I said, absolutely, just stream it online and it'll be live.
That's been today's Washington Page with Director Chris Hansen and KCII General Manager Joe Nichols speaking about It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play that'll be live on KCII this Saturday starting at 6 o'clock. The KCII Big Red Radio will also be downtown for all of the snow events, including the lighted parade Saturday evening. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear all of our conversation, visit kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.